This podcast is brought to you and powered by
Sunday Cool
Teas. Watch or listen to this. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
I'm trying my hardest, Lil.
We both put our whole hearts into that.
Chill.
Chill? What do you mean, chill?
I don't... Every week we show up and we try to do the best we possibly can.
You have no idea how painful you are. It's just... Well, anyways...
SundayCool.com. It's our brand new website. You gotta check it out. Right, Josh?
You gotta check it out. It's the best. We work so hard on making a new website so it's easier for you to order t-shirts.
Guys, this brand new website is so easy to use. You can browse thousands of our customizable templates that you can use for your group, your business. It's really great.
It sure is, Andy. And guess what? We have a new Ninjas of Butterflies page smack dab on the new website where you can see all of our latest episodes, news updates, and you can even see all the merch right there on SundayCool.com.
Also, all of the other videos and comedy sketches that we do, it's all available there, and you get to learn more about who Sunday Cool is and why it's the greatest company in the world!
We forgot to mention that there's also a new customer portal for all new and existing customers to use on the website. Super easy to use. And you can track everything, your order progress. Progress? Order progress?
Process.
Process.
And progress on the process.
So go check it out, SundayCool.com.
Start.
Start. You guys see it?
Hey, Lily, did you see that, how Disney is celebrating Women's History Month?
No.
Their dessert. Did you see that?
No. What is it?
It's so funny. The dessert that Disney has in their parks. Yeah, go ahead and guess.
Ladyfingers.
Ladyfingers. Good idea. Incorrect, though. But
is female anatomy.
Female anatomy? It is. No, it's not.
Honey buns.
That'd be good.
Dang. Nope. That was legit what I was about to say.
Oh.
Guess what it is? It's a new treat that they created, and it's a fun little thing, and it's a Minnie Mouse theme, and it's called Minnie Mouse's Kitchen Sink Sundae.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know. I would think, like, that's probably a little, like... What, I mean,
yeah. But doesn't the kitchen...
What are you implying, Disney?
Because you could say, like, oh, it's everything inside, you know, the kitchen sink, yeah. Whatever, right? But it's like, but you did it in honor of Women's History Month. So like, funny. Don't do that.
Because the kitchen sink Sundae, that's a thing, isn't it?
It is.
Like it's like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, like the phrase, like in restaurants, like kitchen sink. Yeah, it's like, cool. But don't do it during Women's History Month. There's a million things you could have done.
They have so many
Ladyfingers
is
great.
Yeah.
Do what?
They have so many other desserts that are viral.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you chose this one.
Yeah, and so I was like, that's hilarious.
Funny.
That's Disney, baby.
Classic Disney.
That's Hollywood.
Did that... Samurai just give the other one the middle finger?
It's possible.
It's possible. Thanks for bringing attention to it.
No, he's doing this.
Oh.
You've never...
No, I never...
No?
You've never done Tai Chi?
Get out, dude.
You've never done Tai Chi?
Dude, okay.
What the heck?
Back up. Did you just tell me you've never done Tai Chi? Hey, guys. This girl hasn't done Tai Chi.
It sounded like one of those anime.
Yeah, right. Ha-ha, yes.
That is funny, but not funny enough for me to drink this water.
Take it. You're going to be your last.
I want someone to do like an anime style version of one of our reels. I want to see what that would look like.
I know. We need to find a fan that's an anime.
Just the gaslighting segment.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
What are you looking at like
Nothing.
That?
What, did I have a weird look on my face?
Yeah.
That's her, like, just tune in to listen to Josh face.
I'm literally brain dead. I'm so tired.
Do you know what she did yesterday in our marketing meeting?
Huh.
I was sitting, like, where you are, and Danny's talking, and I was looking at Danny, and Lily just did this three times. She went...
What?
Why?
And I said, what are you looking at? She's like, what? I can't look at you? I'm like, what are you? Don't do it like
you
that.
You have a staring problem.
I guess. But, and then Danny's like, get a room, guys. And I'm like, dude, I just was worried you're going to fall back. I've never seen those chairs. Like,
she's giving them.
Just check.
Dude, we all have like very odd thinking, listening faces. Because when I'm editing the podcast, there are definitely times I'll cut to one of us and we're just like.
I know. I look so angry every time I'm like listening to anybody. I'm just.
And I'm always staring somewhere random in thought. Like I don't look at you while you're telling the story. Mm-hmm. And so I just look checked out every time I try to cut back to myself.
Do you ever catch yourself like concentrating and then you're making a face like a total staring face and you're like. Whoa. Yeah, correct that.
Okay. I want to. Can I admit what I did in Publix that one day?
Yeah.
And it's because it was nothing. There was it's completely subconscious. Like, it was wild. Okay. So I'm walking through, and you're going to appreciate this. I'm walking through Publix, and I'm zoned in. I have my headphones on. I'm listening to a podcast.
Crazy.
And I'm just grocery shopping. And it's the same Publix. So I know most people's names. And there's the guy behind the counter at the pharmacy, and he's like an older Japanese man, and he is just doing his job. And I look up and I saw him, and for some reason, like, because he just had such like cool characteristics, I found myself
mimicking
my facial expression like he was, and then his face. I'm trying not to sound racist right now. But as soon as I realized I did it, I was like, oh my gosh, stop. What are you doing?
That is so funny.
I'm just imagining what someone else probably, if he saw me do it, I'm like, that would have been the worst thing in the world.
You know what that's called?
What?
It's called mirroring.
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
But notice Ada does it. When she was watching a show the other day, and there's someone sad, and she's going, I'm like, what's wrong, Ada? She's like, what?
Like, I think it's a creative brain, and because you guys do impressions in comedy and stuff like that.
I know, but it's like, that's the worst.
I know.
That's the worst time to do it.
But it's a characteristic of people who have like moved a lot or had to like drop themselves into different social situations. Mm-hmm. Like they learn to mirror really quick to fit into different environments.
That explains my childhood.
You're like a chameleon.
Yeah. That's what I had to do. We a moved so much.
Cultural chameleon.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dude.
Culture.
I want to take chameleon. Andy.
What?
Oh, who are you really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who are you mimicking?
Oh, this personality that you're talking to now is the personality that I've crafted for you guys over the past 5 years, depending, you know, on what you like, what you don't like, how you've interacted with what I've said. And so now it's just this perfect curated personality for you guys.
Do you like that person?
No.
Nope.
I go home. I'm literally a Japanese man. I'm at least speaking Japanese. I can't be myself at work.
You do like an Ethan Hunt kind of thing. Who are you?
That's like I'm my Tekashi. Biggest.
Oh, my dude. Biggest fear is that I do that thing, like my the thoughts that I have in my head, what do they call it? Intrusive thinking, I'm actually acting it out in real life. And you have always said this thing, like maybe you have like some kind of disability and Andy's your caregiver.
Yeah.
And I for took me, over the role when we got married.
Yeah, because it became too much for me because I was working, you know, you were getting older and someone has to keep it 24 hours.
A little more violent.
Yeah, violent. So you had to have 24-hour supervision.
And I've also had that fear. I think a lot of people have that fear. Mm. I've always thought that maybe I say out loud what I'm thinking, and then you guys just like have some kind of pact where you're like, hey, don't comment on it because it'll burst her bubble.
No.
Yeah, we edit you out of the podcast completely. Yeah. We do this just to make you feel included, but no one has any idea who Lily is.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
On the couch. Would you like a song?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sir?
Yes.
Sir?
Yes. Back-to-back podcast, baby.
Back-to-back.
And you're about to be blown away by this preparation.
I think you're an addict.
Old smelling salts, huh?
Yep.
I'll try it. Maybe it'll...
I think it's going to help.
Inspire my...
one freaking big ol' whiff.
Son of a mama!
We ready?
Come back! Nice.
You guys should yodel.
Feels like a cat pees in your nose.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And I like it!
Thank you.
Thoth the ninjas doth our butterflies.
Thoth episode 82.
We've traveled across thy land searching for things to spread amongst thy ears.
We shall face the forests of Amazon, the deserts of the Sahara,
and the jungles of the Ethiopian Congo jungle forest. Pyramids.
Rivers.
Cows. The hidden hills. The Declaration of Independence.
Stolen out of my dead hands.
Nicholas, thy cage, where have you begotten thyself?
Nicholas Cage, we shall have your hand
on a spit for stealing what belongs to the people.
Nicholas, count your days.
They are been numbered.
We shall take our independence back.
That shall we do. That shall we do.
What did you think?
That was great. You said decolation.
I know.
Like a decolation?
The decolation.
Get that decolation of independence.
The decolation of independence.
You guys made me cry.
The decolation of independence.
Marriage. We have the Declaration of Independence.
Let it end it away.
We have by the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, gosh.
But I know that it ended.
I listen, I don't do anything.
Tonight's main card.
Oh.
Standing in the blue corner.
Let everyone funny. Be quiet. I love that so much. Because we have a real serious question. All jokes aside. Let's put our discuppin' thieves aside.
Jokes?
Come on, guys. None of you are taking this serious right now.
Okay, you just had me in the giggles. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm having a hard time transitioning. Go.
Yeah. Sorry. For real, just everyone.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Shape up.
I'm sorry.
Listen, because today's question is very serious. Today's question, sent in by a viewer. What is the Pope hiding?
Oh, man. I don't even know. I don't even know. What do you think he's hiding?
I think he could be hiding many things. Probably small things.
Yeah, things that, I mean, yeah. Mysterious things for sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to put down. I don't know.
Lily, what do you think the Pope is hiding?
I don't know. He's probably got really big pockets in that robe. Maybe a snake.
Is it like money? Like, is he like bribing people? Like deep pockets?
Yeah, that's possible.
You're accusing the Pope of bribery and like...
Lily, hold on. Wait.
That's
back
what
up,
you
back
meant?
Up.
That's insane.
Lily, no. I'm talking about what is he hiding under his little hat? Like, is he like keeping like...
A rat?
A duck?
Some change, maybe a stick of gum. But if I'm getting this right, Andy, Lily's accusing the Pope of having deep pockets to where he's laundering money?
No.
Laundering money, bribing off local officials?
Lily?
No, I'm not
the Pope?
The Pope of all people?
The Pope of all people?
Come on,
Lily! Welcome to the show!
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. Has empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
Ninja's attack!
people. You didn't the play Pope into of all
people.
Well.
Huh? The Pope of all people.
You didn't let us do our joke very well.
I listen, you guys kicked it off with it being like an object in his robes.
Did we?
No, we didn't.
That's where my brain went.
That's good though. That's because that's what exactly where we were headed.
You know, you think about Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, or whatever that movie's called. And instead of Ratatouille, it's a raccoon in his head.
Yeah.
I love that you said the exact name of the movie, and you're like, whatever it's called.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. I always mess it up.
I never get it right.
Everything, Anything, Anywhere, All at Once, underneath that, All at Once.
I want to know what made you go.
Because I have to pee.
Is that really what's happening already?
Yeah. Go pee real quick.
Yeah, okay, I will.
Hey, while you're gone, can I talk about the movie we watched last night?
Ooh.
No.
But she's going to still be talking about it when you get back.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we watched a movie last night. That you shouldn't watch it right now in your state.
I'm going to watch it now. But sure, go ahead.
Because
was it a sad kids family movie or something?
No, because you're alone. And this guy's alone. Oh. You're going to say I'm just like Adam Sandler, you're going to say.
Oh, you watched it?
Yes!
What is it called? Astronaut or?
Spaceman.
Spaceman.
Bro.
It's
so
good.
Close.
Really, really good. And
It's on Netflix, right?
It's on Netflix. Adam Sandler in a serious role, and that he plays very well.
Yeah.
However, what's unbelievable to me is that there's no universe in which Adam Sandler and Carey Mulligan would ever be married.
Yeah, of course. Have you seen his movie wives? Jennifer Aniston, Ana de Armas, Drew Barrymore several times. Like, what do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, come on, dude. Come on, dude.
I don't know, dude. The guy's a baller.
He's awesome. He is great. I'm super excited to watch it because is that the first dramatic role you've seen him in?
No, I saw Uncut Gems, but I hated it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me that. Uncut Gems. Have you seen Punch Drunk Love?
No. Is that good?
Dude, it's a serious role. It's incredible. He's so good in it.
Would you call Click serious?
No, I mean, that's a comedy drama.
Yeah. Okay.
But that makes me, dude, that is.
Yeah, dude.
That makes me, that final scene, him in that, in the robe, in the hospital robe, out in the rain at the very end, holding his wife, dude, ruins my life. You've never seen it?
Nope.
That's good. I rented that for
Blockbuster. Don't watch movies.
I know, but you say the movies that you do watch, I'm telling you, you're going to love these even more.
Andrew, are you a professional, yes or no?
A professional.
Yes.
Everybody is in some sense of the word.
This is your job, to watch movies.
Then what I shall start about? Watching them. Just
general movies for him. We're talking about.
I like
Adam
this trade of questions.
Serious roles.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's never seen Click.
Yeah, you don't have to see that.
Thank you.
But it's a good one. It's a sad. Fine. I mean, it's a good family one.
Yeah.
But have you seen Punch Drunk Love?
Nope.
No, it's an Adam Sandler movie, and it's Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it too. Anything with Philip Seymour Hoffman's favorite.
Spaceman was very good.
We haven't even talked about
the spider yet.
Oh yeah, there's a giant spider in it.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's in the trailer. It's pretty.
And they become really good friends. But at the end, no spoilers
because people are getting mad in the comments. By the way,
yeah.
Okay. Well, so.
What?
It sounds like our song. Yeah, I thought I had accidentally clicked on the thing.
They could have made the ending better.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Lily actually had a really good idea of what the ending should have been.
An alternative ending. Yeah.
But the spider, this is not like a spoiler or anything, but the spider, their tribe or whatever, it's not customary to like physical touch at all. Like they don't touch each other.
Yeah.
But Adam Sandler, like at one point, like wants to hug him, dude. That thing comes flying at him. No matter the level of friendship, I would say, get away from me. Don't get so close to me.
Yeah,
back off.
That's so funny.
Yeah. But then they end up hugging, and we said he looks like Jane.
Yeah, the way he's hugging, it looked like Jane's head. It's so funny.
What's the rating? What would you give it?
I said 7.8 out of 10.
I'm in agreement.
Yeah.
We didn't give ratings for Dune yet.
No, that's a 9.8.
Dude, it's like an 11.
That's, yeah, I would say 9. I would give it a 9.7, 9.8. Yeah, 9.7. I'll go on record 9.7. Yeah. It's a near perfect movie.
The only thing.
Maybe 9.6 because of the pacing.
I'll go flat 9 because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they didn't jump so far ahead and stuff, it would have been a 10, I think.
Because there's things they could have easily just taken out of. I feel like you do the book less justice by including it and not giving it the full story it deserves. Yeah. So it's like, just keep that part out.
Dude, I bet you they filmed it, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, dude, I hope. Could you imagine if they released like 6 hours?
Yeah, like director's cut. That's what I'm saying. I bet you they probably had to cut it from like a 6 hour movie. Yeah.
I truly think about it. You know how people felt with Star Wars back in the day? Mm. I wonder if this is that, like, we're going to be talking about, like, dude, oh, like, because there'll be a universe of Dune stuff maybe years from now. Who knows? But, like, if we're going to look back, like, this changed cinema in a weird way.
Oh, man. I think Star Wars was so much further ahead of the norm when it dropped. Like, I've talked to people, like, remember going to the theaters and watching Star Wars, and they're like, just the fact that spaceships floated by, they were like, mm-hmm. literally thought they were witnessing magic. Like, yeah. couldn't process that was something they were seeing.
The way that Star Wars went about, like, props and stuff, like that, miniatures and everything, like, incredible.
Have you thought about that? Of just, like, how is it that, like, movies back then, like, you see something that, like, Star Wars, those ships and stuff, it's clearly fake.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, what the heck? That's it looks so amazing. And then that, like, the first movie ever put in theaters, like, the black and white,
the train.
Yeah, you people told me jumped out of the way. It's like, you really thought that was a train coming for you?
I mean, at that point, it's like, an optical illusion.
Dude. But what has happened to humans' brain to where, like, we would see that and, like, that's so dumb that they would jump out of the way.
Yeah.
You know?
Desensitized in a weird way, right?
We're just as guilty of that fault, though. Like, literally, I look at the AI shark, and I'm like, yep, that looks fake.
Yeah. Jurassic Park that came out in the 90s? Like, that was terrifying. You look back now, it's like, oh, it's
well, even, like, Toy Story, like, the animation, oh, my gosh, it's so amazing. But then you watch the first one again, you're like, this is trash.
Yeah, I go back to, like,
it's actually really good for the time it was created, but still.
I went saw a first episode for season of Family Guy, and I couldn't believe just, like, the animation just in a TV show. Like, it's just crazy to me.
South Park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even
literally cutouts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, what has happened? I don't know. It's a weird thing to think about.
I think, honestly, in a weird way, we've made it so impossible. I think that's why we're getting so many movies that are becoming great stories, that are becoming highlights of them in cinema, because now it's like with Avengers and all that stuff, we've just gotten so heavy on CGI and everything that it's like, it's people are even noticing in that big, the volume room where they film The Mandalorian and stuff, that big 3D room. People are like, I can see it now in movies. Like, it's very obvious now.
Yeah.
So really? It's like, I mean, we're having to go back and get more authentic and just go back to the basics.
Yeah. But speaking of being authentic and going back to the basics.
You need some energy?
I do. Magic mine.
It's magic mine.
It's drink magic it and you'll mine. Be mindful, magical.
Yeah.
Drink it and your magic mine will be fulfilled.
Bop. Thanks, magic mine.
We're almost on our last box.
So send more.
Incredibly. Well, let me just say this real quick. Hold on. Wait. Before you tear it all apart. Wait. I was going to comment on this box.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Their packaging in the box is sweet. You open it up. Now that's all ruined.
But how is the colors inside the box?
Wait a second. Love Magic Mine. And I found out what our discount code is.
Yeah.
Or the discount code is Ninja20.
And it's 50% off your subscription.
Yeah, 50% off your a 10-day subscription.
Yeah, your first one. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty good deal. Pretty good deal. At least try it.
It's a little confusing.
I guess it is. But it's a discount.
Hey.
Ninja20 gets you 50.
Yeah. And then
but amortized over 10 days, maybe that's a 20% discount. It's not.
Go to magicmind.com/ninja, which we forgot to say in the past two episodes.
Chug.
Wait a second.
Whoa, what's happening? Josh?
Oh, no, he's straight blue!
Declaration
of independence!
Beautiful. I think I found the mysteries of the earth and the universe.
Thanks, Magic Mind. Magic Mind, you're incredible.
I'm actually really starting to love the flavor of that.
I like it.
I didn't like bothering me. It's bothering me less.
I liked it from day one.
It helps being very, very cold.
I'm just not a fan of tea or matcha.
I grew up on like
health. You're not a fan of tea? Have you heard about Sarah?
Huh?
You heard about Sarah?
Sarah who?
Never mind. I was giving you tea.
Oh.
Tea. Joke.
Like gossip.
Come on. Yeah, gossip.
Oh.
Did you hear about Sarah?
No, give me the tea.
She died.
That's
oh,
not,
no!
That's not really gossip. That's just news.
I know. It's just sad tea.
That is not sweet tea.
Nope. Our lives are just sad tea.
It's passion fruit is a juicy flavor.
Passion fruit is...
What are you, Dumbledore?
Passion fruit is what's within it.
Did you put passion fruit in the magic mine? Don't you talk about the magic mine!
No! Fruit by the foot.
Fruit by the foot. It's fruit that's long.
How did you used to eat that when you were a child?
Oh, just no hands, dude.
What do you mean no hands?
Oh, you like put it in like... I just literally walk around like an idiot, just slobbering probably.
Dude, I should just put it in a ball.
Dude, that's what I did. I'd roll it up.
Yeah.
I bet you didn't poop for a week. You know what's so weird, Andy?
But you didn't poop for a week.
Did you have it on the table or something?
For a second, maybe. Why, I don't know.
Because when we were asking the Pope question, I literally was going to say fruit by the foot.
No, I had it down here.
Did you put it in my mind?
Maybe I planted it.
Get out of my wife's mind, you freak.
Nothing can stop me because I got magic mind.
Speaking of fruit by the foot.
Okay.
We have an update on the red heifer.
Did you guys plan that?
No. Yeah, we did. We need to start doing that. Speaking of the red heifer, yo mom is so... I'm just kidding. Dumb. But yeah, they have... It was on the CBS News. When this comes out, it would have been a week ago. But... They have built the altar on the Mount of Olives overlooking the temple it was. And what they expressed on the CBS news thing was that I don't think I can say the name without us getting flagged, but hummus.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We all know what that
is. I was about to correct you because I'm such a...
No, it's... but one of the major reasons what they said... What has come out is one of the major reasons that they attacked in October Israel was because of the red heifers. And it's basically because the Dome of the Rock sits on the Temple Mount right now. And by doing this sacrifice of the red heifers, it is basically an all-out threat of being like, we're going to get rid of the Dome of the Rock and rebuild the temple. And then the hummus,
yeah.
Muslims... We're just like, no way. And I just thought that was very interesting.
Yeah,
that's wild, man. That's a whole different narrative.
Yeah. So go ahead. What?
How does the process work? So it's the sacrifice of a perfect red heifer, and mm-hmm. then directly following that, scripturally we're meant to go and rebuild the temple.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So it's the cleansing of the instruments and tools, and the people that are going to build the temple are cleansed with the ashes of the sacrificed red heifer.
Yeah, interesting. Not we are meant to.
No,
you,
no, no.
Andrew are meant to.
No.
Andrew, please.
It's my 2 weeks.
But yeah, I thought that was really crazy.
It's kind of one of those things where when you were telling me about it for the first time, I was like, I've never heard of this. This is crazy.
Yeah.
And then it's only to see it on CBS. I'm like, that's weird.
So what are the like potential implications of this being enacted?
The second coming.
Say that one more time.
The implications, what's going to happen as soon as the heifer is sacrificed, what is the series of events that you think are going to start unfolding?
I think it's already started unfolding. Fair. And I think that's with the conflict that's happening right now. I think it's going to reach a point to where there is this is pure speculation.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a point to where the Jerusalem comes under attack, and that's where the Temple Mount is potentially destroyed.
Right.
And then that gives the Israelites, they'll be like, now that we are winning this war or retaliation, no one from Palestine or whatever is allowed in Israel. We're going to rebuild the Temple Mount or the temple.
Yep.
That's just my speculation of what could happen because the conflict is crazy over there right now.
Yeah, right.
But with that happening, it's going to be if because the Dome of the Rock is completely sacred to the Muslim faith.
Yep.
And if that's destroyed, you will not only have every Muslim nation, yeah. you'll have every Muslim in the world
really
opposed to Israel. And so it will be, I mean, it will be like
a world war in that way.
Well, it will be yeah. like the Battle of Armageddon, which talks about all the nations rising up against Israel. But then,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. But then there's, according to end time prophecy stuff, there's going to be a Antichrist who appears, who is at the temple, and there will be a treaty signed with Israel and the nations, a peace treaty. And I think it's like a 7 years of peace between these nations. And then it's just like, boom, 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 boom. Mm. Not good.
And what we don't know is at what point the believers are taken up.
Yeah.
In that 7 years. Some yeah. people think they know, but I don't think we know.
No, I don't.
No. I don't know any of it.
Yeah.
It's all scary.
But this really, oh, by the way, it was Faith and Friction is a podcast. They were on Blurry Creatures. Those were the dudes that were with the rabbis picking yeah. out the red heifer, and they hit us up on Instagram.
No so way.
We're gonna pretend I'm gonna talk to them, but it'd be really cool to get them on the podcast.
Or we could go to them and go to Austin and stuff and get some barbecue.
Or that.
Let's do that.
Some comedy shows.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
There's a lot of things we could do in Austin.
But okay, we're going.
Faith and Friction, their podcast. They I haven't listened to much of it, but they seem like really, really cool dudes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But what I was saying with this subject, I came across a video yesterday and I'm like, yo, it was not a Christian based video. It was just like a factual, this is what's happened. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the Rebbe?
No.
So this man, his name was, I apologize for the pronunciation of this stuff.
You could just even said pronunciation. But, the mispronounced pronunciation.
Pronunciation. What did I say?
You said pronunciation.
Is that not what you say?
Pronunciation.
Whatever.
Declaration.
But these are like Hasidic Jew names.
Okay. Yeah.
So I might completely butcher them. But this man's name is Menachem Mendel Schneerson.
That sounds right.
Cool. Menachem Mendel Schneerson. Yeah. But he was born in Ukraine in the early 1900s, lived in Germany, fled Germany during World War II, came to New York, and basically started this sect of Orthodox Judaism
mm-hmm.
and became, I think, it's called the Chaban. And it's one of the world's best known Hasidic movements. It is one of the largest Hasidic groups, as well as one of the largest Jewish religious organizations in the world. So this man was the rabbi of it.
Okay.
And his influence within politics and stuff was insane. Like every president knew about this man and like respected him and like all that jazz. But he became a mentor and friend of Netanyahu in 1984. And at this time, Netanyahu was Israel's U.S. ambassador. Mm. And he would like go to like the UN and stuff. And so this guy was just being a mentor to him. And it got to a point to where there was this clip to where the Rebbe was speaking to Netanyahu. This was in the 80s. And he said, this is quote, "Since we last met, many things have progressed. What hasn't changed, however, is that the Messiah still hasn't come. So do something to hasten his coming." And then Netanyahu said, we're doing. And then he cuts him off. He says, "Apparently it's not enough since many hours have passed today and he's still not here." So he said that to
what
Netanyahu.
Does that mean, though?
Is where then a couple years later, when they met up again and they're talking, he told Netanyahu that he would one day become prime minister of Israel and be the nation's last leader before handing the scepter to the Messiah. Completely random. And this was like Netanyahu was not prime minister, but the Rebbe said, you will become prime minister and you will be the nation's last leader before the Messiah comes.
Wow. This question might be a little polarizing, but is it possible we are Christians and we believe that Jesus is the Messiah?
I believe it would be the false Messiah. Yeah, I do. But then in 1994, the Rebbe dies. And his followers actually believe, to this day, I'm pretty sure, from the interviews I saw, they believe that he is going to come back as the Messiah.
The Rebbe?
The Rebbe, who died in 1994.
There's a lot of red flags.
Yeah. But then in 1996, Netanyahu becomes the prime minister of Israel.
Right.
But that only lasted...
As foretold in the prophecy.
But then that only lasted for 3 years. So then everyone who heard the Rebbe say, like, oh, you're going to be the last leader. So they're like, oh, that was not true.
But then Netanyahu is a current.
I'm getting there.
Oh, sorry.
2009, became prime minister for the second time, which lasted 12 years and was elected out in 2021. But then a few months later, he was reinstated as prime minister. And this time he fully aligned himself with the ultra-Orthodox and the Zionists, which is basically the far right political side of Israel. Mm-hmm. I saw one thing, it was like Wikipedia, it called them like ultra nationalists. So they're very like, their mindset, the far right Zionists, I'm not going to speak for all of them, but a lot of them are very anti-Palestinian residing within Israel, which is, it's starting to make sense of like, if we're talking about the temple being rebuilt, and the Muslims having claim of the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount, the Zionist Party wants that out of there. And Netanyahu, since being reelected in 2022, has definitely aligned himself with the Zionist Party.
Yeah, and if it gets touched, war.
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
So everything's kind of that's kind of crazy though. Like to say like I'm going to be the last leader, and then suddenly they're like, oh, he's not. It's full of it. And then suddenly,
three times.
And then later. Boom.
For conflict to reach this fever pitch.
Yeah. It's terrible what's happening over there right now, but it's like if we are, in fact, I don't know how long it would be stretched out, but it's crazy that the red heifer thing, they literally have, we'll show a picture, but they have the Temple Mount or the sacrifice altar built.
Yeah.
And they said it'll
happen.
That's
recently built? They just recently built it? Or is it something that's already been there?
So, and by the time this comes out, they could have already done it because they said it'll happen any day now or between now and Passover, which is in the end of April.
No, end of this month.
I'm
assuming
they're not going to live stream it.
Passover is April.
It's in line with Easter, is it not?
Kind of. Yeah. But they go off the.
Oh, I see.
The different calendar.
Did you see
evening of Monday? Monday, April 22nd, and Tuesday, the 30th.
Yeah.
Did you see a picture of the altar? It looks so industrial to me. Like,
yeah, it's like white, almost looks like plastic or something. Yeah. It doesn't look like what you would envision a sacrificial altar.
I'm thinking like splintered wood assembled in like some kind of, you know, whatever.
But I don't know, man. It's like with the conflict that's happening right now, and it could just like people would be like, well, yeah, you can obviously connect end time prophecy to anything throughout history. But a lot of crazy stuff is happening in Israel right now, especially this thing that has not happened for 2,000 years, which is the sacrifice of the red heifer.
That's a wild thing.
Yeah.
Whether you believe in it or not or whatever, it's definitely historic. And like, obviously, it's
for the purpose. For the purpose of building the third temple.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they try to, like, you know, like they're about to sacrifice it, you know, however they do it, and then suddenly fire from heaven.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, but so I say all that just to be like, yo, just be ready for anything.
Be ready.
But
it'd be interesting to see how it plays out.
Be bold.
And it could just be, oh, go ahead.
No, I think it's so interesting, like the world powers that have emerged with Jewish heritage right now too. Like Ukraine's president is Jewish, which is so interesting. So like, you know, if we're focused on the Ukraine and Russia conflict being, you know, the potential for world war starting, and then you mix in his heritage with conflict going on to his west.
Yeah.
It's like, it's interesting.
You know who else is Jewish? Phil Rosenthal.
Yeah, he is. And we're going to see him today. Somebody feed Phil. That'd be so cool if he came on the podcast.
You gotta make it happen.
I'm starstruck.
You gotta tell him we just hit 1 million. We'd love to celebrate with you.
Yeah.
We'll buy you all the food.
We'll buy you any food you want.
And he's like, you have no idea how many famous friends I have.
No, Phil.
Dude, I know, Phil. That's what he said.
He literally even created Raymond.
I know. But Ray Romano. But let us feed you. Let us feed you, Phil.
Come on, Phil.
What would you do? Like right now, Phil walks in this room. He says, let's go eat something. Where are we going?
Oh, man, that'd be so tough.
We'd have to go see...
Tekashi.
Yeah, that's my thought, too.
That's guaranteed going to be good food. Good.
Maybe we could buy...
Dude, Phil would love like Tekashi.
And when he eats, he goes, mmm.
And Tekashi's like, I'm so hungover right now.
That's what he does.
Okay, but maybe we stop and get a birria taco.
At the taco truck?
One of those and then a poke bowl.
Nice.
And then there's one other thing. What's the dessert to have in this area? What's like, or the one little snack at the end? What's the one other place around here?
7-Eleven.
Goblin has some good dessert stuff.
A ramen stick from BTW?
Maybe. Those are good.
They are very good.
But 1921 is the only one that's won a Beard Award, James Beard Award.
Mm. Did they? I thought they were Michelin star.
The chef that opened it had a Michelin star. Not at that restaurant, but previous.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I won a Beard Award.
I know. I gave it to you.
Thank you.
But speaking of Beard Awards.
Yes.
Did you know that we have an ad? Don't go anywhere! Swag store.
Hey guys, you want some really cool swag?
You bet I do.
All you gotta do is get on your little lippity lappity top, head on to the interweb, and guys, go to sundaycoolswag.com. You get some really cool t-shirts, hats, stickers, and other stuff.
And other stuff, isn't that right, Lily?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that right, Andrew?
Always browse the internet with parent supervision.
Yeah! SundayCoolSwag.com!
Check it out!
Ad over!
Okay.
We never did wasn't that ad fun?
We didn't, do we?
Mm-mm.
That's okay, then. It works.
Then we'll just move on right after this without me even saying it.
Maybe.
Weird.
Maybe that's okay.
I think it's okay.
Maybe that's okay.
Okay.
Hey, Josh. Maybe everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie? I think you're right.
Would you like some fruit by the foot?
No, thank you.
It's like regular fruit, but longer.
Is that your second one?
No, it's the same one.
Oh.
Listen. There's no way you washed your hands.
You don't wash your hands after you pee.
No. You
don't. Yes, you do.
Guys don't have to.
In the words of Will Smith, my blank clean.
Yeah, it's one of the cleanest parts of your body. We're not going to talk about that anymore.
The CDC is it, so you don't have to anymore.
Yeah.
The way that I was...
CDC just announces you don't have to clean your hands after peeing.
But you do have to put...
No matter who you are.
You do have to put a mask on your head.
You do have to wear a mask while you pee, though.
Yeah.
And in your car. But I am...
What did you say?
And in your car.
Josh goes, let me go first because I'm faster than you. That's what he said. Because the bathrooms are always
occupied.
That's
fair.
And I go, I'm going to be faster than him.
Guess who's sitting down
Dude,
way before
I
you?
I peed so fast. And I walked out and you were gone. I said, he didn't wash his hands.
Of course I didn't.
You know him. Why are you trying to assume that he's this person that you know he's not?
There's pee from other people all over that bathroom.
At what point of the back bathroom am I touching?
The handle? You don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I'll go.
And there we go.
But you know what time it is.
question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Okay, let me pull it up.
Nice.
My question today is, you're old and on your deathbed. With your last breath, you may deliver your last words to anyone you know. What do you say, and who do you say it to?
It's depressing as heck.
One person?
One person.
Or you can just pick anybody.
How many words did we get?
It has to be in a sentence.
Member. Can't be a family member or a friend. It has to be.
Yeah, let's put that stipulation in.
Can it be a question that has to be answered truthfully?
No, it's
your question. So you do whatever you want.
I'm just thinking because, like, obviously we're going to like be like, I'm going to talk to my husband or my wife.
It can't be a family member.
Okay.
It can't be a family member of a living generation.
Okay.
But all I'm right. still going to pick a famous person or something.
So you can pick anyone that's dead, too.
This yeah. question's okay. getting so tricky.
Yeah.
All right.
You usually go first. Do you have something to say?
Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm on my deathbed. Or I can get an answer to a question?
Yeah.
Okay. She already said that. I'm just clarifying.
I know, but the amount of clarification it took to arrive at not a new simple question.
My original question wasn't as fun as this one now is, as it's evolved.
Here we go.
Mm.
I need to know about JonBenet Ramsey.
Ugh. Wouldn't you sleep better? Wouldn't you just like feel rested after?
You'd
like,
die better.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Sleep like restfully. You'd just be like, all right, I can go in peace now. The brother, of course.
I would ask.
It is the brother.
You think?
I 100% believe it. I think it was an accident.
Yeah.
We need to do a segment on just the JonBenet Ramsey case.
I've always said that too, that murder. it was like the brother. Murder.
Stop it. You literally were just talking about the end of the world.
I know, but it's not murder.
It will lead to thousands of it.
But it hasn't happened. I would do Neil Armstrong and Buzz, the Apollo team. I'm choosing all of them.
And no, I'll say, you choose one. Buzz.
Why? This is my thing. You have
to give you the truth. He has to give you the truth, right? Yeah.
And I would say, did you go to the moon? And if you did go, are there secrets about the moon? This is a continuation of a question.
No, that's not a run-on sentence.
You're making this not fun now.
Hey, you can't edit the question. You can't edit it.
Did you go to the moon?
Let him finish.
And if you did go to the moon, are there things about the moon that we don't know about?
That's a two-part question. That's one question with two parts.
As long as it fits within one line of punctuation.
Is it a run-on sentence? Sure. Sure. But is it a valid question? Absolutely it
well,
is.
Well, the idea is think outside the box. What's one question you can ask that will encompass it fully? And you could say, are there things about the moon that we don't know? And he would say, I don't know. I've never been in the moon. And you'd be like, oh, I got you. I got you.
No, he would just say, yeah, sure. There's things we don't know about the moon.
Dang it. That's it. And then, no, that's when you say, and if so, what are they? And it's just a more of a run-on sentence. And that's one solid question.
So it's still two questions.
No, it's one question, two parts.
That's yeah, that works. There's a comma and then.
My gosh, you go.
I don't want to. No, I have a serious one, but I can't think of a funny one or like a JonBenet Ramsey one. The serious one is there's a drink that I had at my grandma's place of work. She used to run a bar in Whitefish. And after school, every single day, we would have this one drink that she would make us.
Describe it.
It was, she called it guava juice. We called it guava juice. But it's like, it was a mixture of things that she put in. And to this day, I have never tasted anything like it. Or it's honestly, if I could just have one sip of that, I think I'd be fine.
For the rest
of
my life. So now you get to drink something.
It would be part of the question. It would be like, you'd have to prepare this as well. You know,
what was it, and can you make it for me right now?
Yeah, because I've asked her, and I just think she's just forgotten because it's been so long. So
is she living?
Yeah. I've asked her. I've tried to talk to her about it, but she just doesn't remember that well.
I'm so thrown by this question. My first answer was going to be something to my wife. You guys took that away.
Yep.
Then, took her away. Then I started thinking like really serious stuff, but that's not really this podcast. I'd ask Job when the words Leviathan were spoken to you, how did you interpret that?
That's a good one. The book of Job.
We should write down questions that we have, like if we could ask God questions. Because I would ask, and speaking of the Bible, when Jesus gets down and he starts writing in the sand,
what'd you write?
When the people, it's like, what did you write? People are like, you know, they maybe people writing people's names or something, but I'm like, or he was just doodling. Who knows?
Yeah.
But it says he got down and literally just started writing.
What if it was the thing that we did on our notebooks?
The mash?
The, like, with the lines.
Oh, the S thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I recently just taught Demi that, and she's, like, the coolest kid in class now, apparently.
And everybody around him, all those disciples are like, yeah, that's fire.
Dang, though. But, but it made, she's like, yo.
But, yeah, but it made him, everyone walk away. So it's like, what was it that kind of, you know, after he started writing, that's when people started.
I've heard it theorized that he wrote down their sins.
Yeah.
That they had never told anyone. And so they're like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's freaking me out.
That would be wild.
Tax fraud.
Yeah, things that you would like, they would never know.
Yeah.
Or just their middle names that they're embarrassed by. How would you know that?
We're in my women's Bible study, we're reading John right now, and it talks about when Jesus is accumulating his disciples, he says, I saw you when you were under the fig tree. What does that mean? What was he doing under the fig tree?
Where is this? In John?
Yeah.
Jesus said that to
him. I don't know, but you haven't answered your question.
Yeah.
I did. I said I want to know about JonBenet Ramsey. I don't know who I should ask. Maybe the mom. I think she's a gatekeeper.
The mom would know.
Yeah.
The mom, but she's dead.
Or you could ask her.
And
you
that's fine. We said they could be dead.
That's true. I just
why not just ask her?
I was being surprised in my...
I think that would freak me out to talk to her.
Maybe she doesn't know.
It's possible she has no idea. Yep. So sad to think about.
We need to talk about that crime because there is so much mystery behind it.
I know. A small foreign faction.
Anyways, Andrew,
y'all ready?
Andrew has a reel. You know what? How we feel, baby.
That's how we feel. Andrew has a reel. Let's get it.
Right now.
That's great.
We're working on it. Should we come up with an actual like rhyme?
Yeah.
So we can go hard on it?
Yeah, we'll write it after this.
Yeah.
All right. I saved it, so it's going to come through text. But this is like one of those optical illusion type things. You have to take these two images and fix your eyes focus so that the third thing that appears becomes three-dimensional.
Okay. Have you sent it?
Yeah, it's on the way.
Volume, no?
Yeah, you can do volume. It's not important.
It is taking a minute.
Taking a minute with Andrew.
Oh, here we go.
All right,
everyone have it?
Yeah.
All right, ready? Two, one,
go. Focus on the middle.
You kind of go cross-eyed for a third to appear, and then once you can focus on the third thing, it becomes three-dimensional.
Merge the two images by Justin Eisen. See? Merge the two images by adjusting your eyes correctly.
Like, how cross your eyes?
Cross your eyes and then focus on the thing in the middle.
If this is like a jump scare, I'm going
to
freak out.
No, I promise to God it's not.
I don't know how to do it.
Cross your eyes.
I can't do it.
Do it one more time.
There we go.
Do I have to get really close to it?
Nope. Look where I am. I'm looking at it right now.
When I cross my eyes, they're still two apart.
Yeah, I can't.
Are you crossing your eyes?
Look.
Yes, she definitely is.
Maybe not. It's like you're trying to focus on the third thing.
Let me see you cross your eyes,
What's
Josh?
What's the third thing?
You want to make three balls?
Yeah, three balls. The center ball. Focus on the center ball. Once you create three and then focus on the center.
If you stare past it.
I can't even.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, I can't do it.
When it happens, it's trippy.
Are you saying how you can see a third ball in the middle?
And then lock your eyes on its focus. It
this
becomes
too complicated.
It becomes a hologram. Ooh. Like, it becomes three-dimensional.
I lose all sight of it when I go cross-eyed.
Then slowly shift your eyes out of being cross-eyed. Look for that. Focus your eyes on the center.
I've made four.
Yeah, I see four, too.
Oh, I see it now.
Oh, I got it!
Isn't
that, wow, that was
how it's like how it's like off the screen?
Yeah.
That was dope. I mastered it!
Becomes a hologram.
Wow.
Do I have a superpower?
I spent so much time just like, I didn't realize how long it had been, but Paige was in the other room and she just heard this sound coming back. She was like,
help.
What is happening?
Okay,
help.
Don't talk. Hey, you're all right.
Breathe. Oh, man.
What happened?
You freaked out, man.
Did I?
That was scary.
Isn't that trippy, though?
Wild.
Yeah.
I really was hoping for a jump scare there for a second.
It just goes.
I'm worried my eyes are stuck.
What?
Dude, I found out my wife can't go cross-eyed because I was trying to get her. She's like, I can't do it. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, was like trying to.
Was it you that showed me the reel, the girl that can't blink?
Yeah.
Because her eyes completely dried up.
You want me to send that?
Dude, got it. No,
that's gross.
Dude, I saw a video of two zookeepers that were inside of a gorilla exhibit.
Uh-oh.
And one ran to the door and had the door propped open. And I was like, what is she doing? The silverback was literally just, he ran through the food and everything and was just staring at her. And I'm like, close the door. What are you doing? And I didn't know. Behind the gorilla, behind the tree, was another female zookeeper that she was stuck in there. And this thing was about to lose its mind. But luckily, gave some space and stuff. And she got out. But golly, dude, that...
That's not a way you want to go.
No, man. A freaking silverback reduced. Oh, my. He just starts like, tear your arms off. Start doing the song from Tarzan. No, that's not that one. That's Jungle Book.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
No, that's Jungle Book.
Yeah, it is.
No,
I want to be like you.
No. It's,
Subop
Dee-doo. Yeah.
So good.
Dude, I had another clip of a gorilla. These people are hiking and they come across silverbacks and one of the just giant ones walks past, puts its hand on somebody and they're like trying to hold still. So this thing, and it literally just boom, like throws them out of the way and then runs off. But I'm like, I can't imagine being on a hike and just being,
dude,
you're completely at the mercy of that creature.
Ever since I said I was afraid of orangutans, people have been sending me that video of that one orangutan. There, people are on this like Amazon river and they go around the bend and there's just this, I mean, it had to be like 900 pounds or something, huge orangutan just looking. And I'm like, I didn't realize they were that big. They're scary. Ginormous, man.
Dude, what is it with our audience when we say, man, this scares me? And then our DMs are just like, owls.
Oh, yeah, I know. Speaking of owls.
We saw an owl.
Dude.
Really?
We're at Animal Kingdom, and we went to the bird show, which, not that great. They said it started at 11:15.
Yeah.
And we sat there until like 11:45.
Well, I have a theory.
That one of the birds flew off?
A bunch of them did.
Oh.
Because I said, let's start a rumor. But because they were so disheveled, that show was so hodgepodge, and they were like improvising.
Yeah.
They were improvising the whole time. And what I had seen when we were going on It's Tough to Be a Bug, I look up and all of these exotic birds are flying outside of the park. I think that they lost their birds.
That's hilarious.
But one of their show birds, Ada had a bag of Lays, and she dropped some on the ground. We were in the front row.
Yeah.
And one of the show birds kept on flying over to us and like eating
it. No way.
At our feet.
Ada kicked the bird one time.
Oh, no.
I said, and don't do that. Everyone's like, oh.
Oh, no. Ada just grabs it by the neck. Look, Dad.
A turkey.
Bro, some of those birds are wild, though, man.
Yeah. They just used to them chickens, dude. She's like, I've seen what a rooster can do.
They also brought out a chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure for some people, there's probably like, that's so cool.
It's
like,
a novelty,
dude, I listen to podcasts all the time that I'm like, I forget that these people have lived and been born and raised in California. And when they see videos of people like that see pigs and chickens, they're like, what is this? And I'm like, what a bubble.
Yeah, because we were watching The Outdoor Boys, and they did a vacation to Florida, and they're fascinated that we have lizards down here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, still.
Like,
I
remember moving here to Florida from Delaware.
Dude, it's the best. It's so cool.
But yeah, they had an owl there, and I was really scared. Because they're like, it's going to fly over some of your heads. And dude, I'm not kidding you. When it was standing, it was like... that tall.
Really?
Its wingspan had to have been over 6 feet.
Dude, I don't think I realize how scary they are.
Its eyes were just black.
Yeah.
Black eyes.
Dude.
And it was flying like this far over people's heads. And I said, God, please don't let this fly over me. But part of me was thinking, like, this owl is going to land right on my head.
Yeah. Could you
and
imagine?
If it does, I will cry in front of all these people.
I had my phone out anticipating it because I was like, for the pod.
Have you guys taken the train? Over to that other part of the Animal Kingdom.
There's a train?
Yeah, I'm telling you, you guys got to go. So you take a train, it's like 5 minutes, and you go to this other location. So cool, undiscovered, petting zoo with goats and donkeys, pigs, all this stuff. And then they have an animation studio inside where they teach you how to draw. Everyone gets a piece of paper and you draw characters and stuff like that.
Oh.
And then they have more animals on display, and they have the medical area where they do surgeries every Monday.
They need that many surgeries?
You go, and there's always like just procedures they have to have done. So whether it's a surgery or not, but they have to put the animals
down.
There
are a lot of animals there.
And they put them literally on, and you can watch them perform surgery and do procedures on these live animals. Super neat.
Open heart surgery on a monkey.
Just a hippo.
Oh my gosh.
Man, oh man.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We're getting back into the end time stuff. Sorry.
And we're diving back.
When it talks about in the end times that young men will prophesy, old men will dream dreams and stuff like that, do you think it's guy can do anything, but do you think it's a broad term to where it's like, even if you're not a believer, that you will, in fact, have a premonition, is that the right word, of events that are to come?
I think God's going to give us every possible chance to know his name. And so whether that comes through a premonition or a dream or somebody else reaching out or whatever that looks like, I think there's got to be signs that will, here's your chance.
Because I was on TikTok and there's this Shaolin master who is from, I think it's China. But he like said this thing and I'm like, whoa, that's wild. Like, especially with like, and that's for me, I'm like, am I only in this like kind of like doomsday-y mindset because of all the research I've been doing? Or are there more people without even doing research? Are they feeling a heaviness of like something is about to change?
Yeah.
Drastically. And you know, like, and that's hard for you guys to speak into that because I'm always telling you about the doomsday stuff.
Yeah, true.
But like, are there people outside the faith that are just like, have like their spirit is just like saying like something big's about to happen.
Yeah. I would love to know. There's gotta be a ton of people listening that aren't believers, but maybe just give us some insight like on how you're dealing with all this, because this is obviously.
Yeah. I want to read this quote from this Shaolin master, what he said. Cause I thought, oh, this is wild of going off on this, what the world is like right now. Mm-hmm. He said, we're at the moment in the cycle of life where anybody, if you are a little bit aware, you can feel something is shifting. It is my perspective. There will come a time, and it is not going to take long, where a natural separation is going to take place. A natural separation. The ones that are able to read the signs, that are able to go with what is happening, to adapt to the changes this world is bringing to us, they will move on to another world. They will move on to another area, to another cycle of us humans being right now here on the earth. And other people that are unwilling, unable, may be incapable of adapting to the coming changes. It is simple like this. They will stay with the old world, which is about to end. The old era is about to come to an end, and a new era is about to come.
Yikes.
And when he said that, I'm like, that's wild.
The rapture or something?
Something. Like, I mean, because if we're talking, dude, the stuff I was watching yesterday got me in like because we talked about the Federal Reserve on the last one,
uh-huh.
And we will talk about that more. But someone on Patreon suggested me watching a documentary, and there's no way I can pronounce it. I'll put the name of it right here. Half of it's really good. This dude's obviously very anti-religion, anti-corporation, but the facts that he lays out in the beginning of just like, the world is not run by nations, it is ultimately run by corporations. And he broke it down of like, how debt is the new modern slavery, which everyone in the world is under,
mm-hmm.
unless you're out of it. Like if you live in the woods somewhere, you know, like,
yeah.
But, where was I going with this? Shoot. Say something.
Okay.
What was it? What was I saying? Right,
debt is slavery.
Yeah. You're just talking about his quote and how,
oh man, it's like, it went, off. I'm just like, I'm on this thing. I'm like,
how everyone's in debt.
Yeah. It was before that. I don't know.
No, you're good. It's fine.
I forget.
I'll go back to the question you asked and maybe it'll re-inspire where you were going.
Of people feeling the heaviness in the presence.
Yeah.
I'm just
the
on
world
this.
Is not run by nations, it's run by corporations.
Yeah, I guess what I've just been in this mindset of like, we've been living in this fake realm of pretend comfort, at least in America, a lot of Americans or whatever. Yeah. But like the darkness that is overly controlling the world, it seems like it's about to hit a point to where people start realizing, wait a second, this is not good. Mm-hmm. All this stuff that's happening in the world, these controlling bodies,
yeah,
entities or whatever that are controlling the whole world and everything, something's going to have to change. And that's when I think that's where I was going. The conspiracy / you can call it prophecy, but it's going to hit a point to where there becomes a new government, which would be like the one world government, the one world currency. And I just feel that people are starting to wake up to that, like, hey, this isn't good. But in fact, what is going to be ushered in after this is going to be much worse, but it's going to look as it is good.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. It's just going to be a mirage.
It's going to appear really good.
Yeah.
But it's in fact going to be more of an enslavement.
Yeah. Chocolate covered feces.
Yes.
Ew.
Could definitely happen. Going back though to your initial question about young men and women prophesying and dreaming dreams and all that stuff, I went back to the passage. The audience is it's in Pentecost, and then it's the Israelite nation, and he keeps saying your daughters, your sons will. And so he's speaking specifically to the people assembled there.
Okay.
And so it's direct. And then the word prophesy means both, like, it can mean to tell future events, but it can also mean herald. Yeah. This you need to shape up. So it can just be an outpouring of the Spirit and boldness in the church.
Yeah.
You better shape up if you want to be saved.
Sorry for bringing the party down.
Hey, I was trying to bring it up, baby. Grease.
I just like, I'll just say this. If poo-poo hits the fan, I would like everyone to know that there is hope out there.
Yeah, dude.
And it's through Jesus. So.
If you need help, let us know.
Yeah. But I just like, and it's like, again, it's not a fretful thing. It's just me being more aware. It's almost like the scales being lifted off the eyes with the smallest things of like the Federal Reserve and stuff. It's like, what the, this is wild.
Yeah.
And then it kind of has you looking at everything, not with ultra suspicion, but with like, what's the truth behind this?
And it's good to go down those holes, but as long as it's not being like, that's not the center of your universe. Once you kind of realize like, okay, maybe everything isn't as it seems. Maybe I should think for a little bit for myself, do my own research, have my own beliefs and live and control what I can control.
Build my own
bunker. After we hear about all these things, it's difficult to like just handle that and like feel the weight of it. It's like, that's not our weight to carry. We can be aware of it. We could pray about it. We could talk about it.
Yeah.
Make jokes about it.
Can I talk about more doomy stuff?
Yeah.
Doom.
Did you know Apple just applied for a patent so that they can retrofit AirPods to read your mind?
Oh.
Or they didn't apply. They filed a patent. So what it is AirPods, they're fitting them with like electromagnetic sensors. And do you guys remember when we talked about they could hook a like brain machine up to a person and they could look at something and they could use AI to generate the picture?
Yeah.
So that technology, rather than a full helmet, they have successfully mapped via sensors in AirPods. They've successfully done the same thing. And so what they said, I was reading in neuroscience.com or something like that. I was reading an article and it said what they're able to do is read that sensor, and they said everybody's electromagnetic pulses are different. And so it's not just an immediate read what you're thinking and then regurgitate it. It's a process of learning. And so they mine and log all of the thoughts, all of the pulses. And
are these in the current headphones?
Surely no.
Yeah. They may be testing stuff. Who knows?
But they said, the article I found said they've they did it successfully 5 years ago.
Oh, weird.
Come on, Steve.
But you know how they like updated the iPhone 15 in France with a software update so it wasn't spitting out radiation?
Oh,
they
yeah.
They probably can do the same thing with all their...
We fixed the radiation. Think about the iPhone, like the heartbeat sensor and all that stuff. Not the iPhone, the watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff they're taking out. Like, this could be a behind the scenes, like, they're like, we don't like what you're doing with the tech, so we're trying to shut you down.
Mm. Dude, they're trying to shut TikTok down too. Yeah. Again, like, it's like legitimately, like, TikTok, stop it. sent like a notification to everybody and just said like, hey, by the way, if you should be reaching out to your senator or whoever, like,
oh really?
Put your name here, put your zip code, like, because yeah, it's closer than it's ever been to being canceled. Which,
do you think it's because? For me, I think it's because it's harder for.
It could be
propaganda
regulated.
To be put out.
Yeah.
It's 100% control of narrative.
Because
it's freedom.
It's
like
a
there's,
worldwide
it's being app. Put behind, okay, this is what it's outside companies using for information. Like that's what they're hiding behind. You can't tell me. It's like 100% it's controlling the narrative.
That's so
I know that sounds
silly.
So doomy, like in like paranoid, no, but, like, paranoid, but it's like 100% it is.
It's true.
Using TikTok as a scapegoat, it's just like, Facebook has been doing it since day one of collecting everything, all the data about us.
Yeah.
Everything you do. If you have an iPhone, a smartphone, or whatever,
yeah,
any app, all that stuff, it tracks everything you do.
Yeah. They just it's care not just about TikTok. The nation who houses
and I don't
the
think
server.
That, I don't think they do. I think it's the fact that...
It's a perfect excuse.
Anyone can post anything on TikTok.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But like news,
yeah,
it's like you can't control the narrative if someone's on ground zero in...
Yep.
That's where every
Russia or Israel or whatever, they're like, no, this is actually happening.
Almost every single person I know on a regular basis gets their news mostly from TikTok.
Yeah.
And people who don't have TikTok or don't understand TikTok are like rolling their eyes like, of course you do. There's legitimately people like, I hate that we have to explain that, but like there's a legitimacy to people on TikTok. Obviously you can use bad for, you know, anything for bad, but golly, man, it's just, let us have our own things. If you have to put up another wall or something, secure it better.
It's
make
just
them
because all the
jump
news,
through those hoops.
All the news corporations today are completely controlled with the narrative that they're supposed to spit out.
And it's not their fault. It's just greed. It's, all it is just greed. People want to make money, and that's the whole reason the whole world is
sell ads,
this
baby.
Way. Yeah. Speaking of that, Magic Mind, everybody. MagicMind.com/ninja. Code ninja 20.
But yeah, speaking of Facebook and stuff, the Facebook crash that happened.
Dude, I guess it was cried last week. All Tuesday. I couldn't get on my Facebook, man.
It was Facebook and Instagram, but there's people.
And Threads.
Oh,
don't forget
and
about
threads.
Come on, man.
Is that ever going to take off?
I don't know.
What was spooky about it was there's this one dude, there's a couple people that when it crashed, all of a sudden they started getting the emergency broadcast system on their radio, like,
weird.
This is a test. And then as that was going, these people were living by a military base. All the sirens were going off. And so you wonder if there's some like...
Yeah, weird. And the fact that it happens on Super Tuesday with all the election stuff happening.
Yeah.
Super strange.
Yeah.
Super, super wild stuff. And that Ryan Garcia stuff came out on Tuesday too.
What's Ryan Garcia?
Oh.
All the Bohemian Grove stuff. You can look. You guys can look into it.
We don't dive into it.
But it's weird.
Yeah, that's a really, really weird one.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I wanted to tell you about this guy that came on Joe Rogan last month, okay? So last month, this guy named Sheldon Johnson, 48 years old. He's a prison reform activist. He was in prison for robbery for 25 years, and now he's just devoted his whole life just to helping people know about it, helping people within the prison system. On Joe Rogan, great interview. He was like, you know, called himself like a, you know, expert on conflict resolution. Just this week, he was arrested for allegedly murdering somebody.
No.
Someone was called to his house and they found, guess what? A torso in a tote in his house.
What?
In a torso. They pull up his security footage of his building. And there are footage of him wearing a blonde wig and a big coat pulling out a tote several times out of the apartment.
Oh, no.
30 days after being on Joe Rogan's podcast, this guy gets busted murdering somebody.
That doesn't really do much good for his movement.
No!
No.
It's crazy,
it's
man.
It's his version of conflict resolution just to silence them.
It's like, I mean, it's a foolproof system. Yeah. Listen.
They just cut off their head.
He has a master class on conflict resolution.
Oh, no.
Isn't that wild? I read that. I was like, dude, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's a good thing Rogan's podcast is more established. Can you imagine if that was like one of the first guests you had on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think that would skyrocket us, honestly. Yeah. We'd just be like, oh, okay, we're sorry. We're going to prove people better.
If there's any murders and want to come on our podcast.
Yeah.
Soon to be.
Do you want to? Yeah. This is what Clarissa texted me last night. It's a quote from Bradford.
And he says,
so there's this new podcast guy I found, and he's called Joe Randall Experience or something like that. Have you ever heard of it?
Was he being serious?
Yeah.
That's Joe Randall. Shout out Joe Randall.
Shout out Joe Randall.
That's so funny because Clarissa didn't know who Joe Rogan even was.
I know.
What is that? Crazy. That's bonkers to me.
Yeah, we just live in a bubble.
We do. Yeah. Echo chamber, baby.
I want to get out of this bubble, man.
Dude, I referenced the fact that Joe Rogan's like some of our stuff to somebody, and they looked at me like, who?
Who's that?
I was like, well,
forget about it.
You're not going to think. I know a
Joe Randall, but a Joe Rogan?
You mean Joe Randall, right?
Joe Randall. Tell them the one thing you said about the NASA with the live stream thing.
Oh, this yeah. So funny. They had some type of launch recently, and they had it was NASA's brand. Like, so they had like a big desk and four experts and the NASA logo, and they had people calling in. And they're asking.
So they're answering questions live,
yeah,
or something?
Just answer questions live. And they're like, hey, any questions you have about this mission that we're on right now, let us know. Let them fly. They call in and they're like, Apollo 11 to the moon was streamed live to the world. How are we not able to see live footage of this craft right now? And they're like, listen, space is hard, but the moon is harder. And they're like, wait, what? Back up. What does that mean? It's like, that doesn't even make any sense. It was 1969. And so
that's not a real answer.
They just keep calling in. They just keep dodging them. And it's just a weird thing.
Next question.
Thank you for going. But
they seem to be breaking up. They're like, no, I'm right here. No. Oh, we lost man.
You know what, NASA? This sounds like a bad idea. NASA should have somebody vetting the questions before sending it live, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Jeez.
Yeah, but if it's live, you can't control it.
Yeah, exactly.
I love maybe they were like, I'm asking about what's inside the spacesuit.
My name's Timmy. I just want to know how big the moon is.
Okay, Timmy.
You guys are a bunch of liars, and you never went to the moon. You're a coward, Buzz.
Golly. But it doesn't make sense. Have you seen, I just saw it over the weekend, The Correct Opinions, Trey Kennedy's podcast. They're talking about, like, they had a bunch of, Triplett was talking about just a bunch of comparisons of, like, proof that the moon landing wasn't real. And one of them was the boots, the prints on the boots. And they showed the actual boot.
It was like smooth.
It was completely smooth. But the print is like so defined.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like people, it had a cover on the outside. It's like, doesn't say that in the video. And they just say this is exactly what he wore. So it's weird, man.
Dude, how are you not, if you're going to like come up with a lie like that, how are you not going to check every box?
Yeah, for real.
But back in the day, like they surely couldn't have imagined that we would be this advanced, this quick.
Yeah.
Right? So they're like, it's fine. Just use that backdrop. We don't need to see stars when we take pictures of the moon.
Yeah.
It's just black nothingness. It's fine.
Have you guys heard of any updates on the Indian rover on the moon?
No.
That's kind of weird, right? Like, you think they would like come out and say like, yeah, we found this because no one's ever been here.
Maybe. Yeah, the dark side
part of the moon.
Yeah, they just realized it's the dark side of the moon. It's just like it's black. They can't take pictures. Dang it. You not pack the flash? Come on. We need night vision goggles.
You had one job.
One job, India.
What you looking up there over there, Ace?
That.
Oh.
It's not woken up.
We barely.
What, the rover?
Is the update.
Is sleeping?
Is sleeping.
Bye bye. I want to go live in that Mars simulator.
Oh no, it's doing fine.
He's good. Look at him. He's streaming.
What does an Indian robot sound like? Just kidding. Don't do that.
Its name is Chandrayaan 3, which means wisdom.
Mm.
You should name your next kid that.
Ooh.
You're named after Indian rover. Thanks, Dad. I guess.
Thanks. Oh.
It means wisdom.
Come on.
It's doing a bonus mission.
Bonus mission. What is this, a video game?
Yeah, I know.
Bonus mission. Congratulations. You've reached your next checkpoint.
Go inside the moon.
that
go inside the moon. Bonus mission. And you will receive 3 moon rocks.
It's observing the Earth.
Well, that's kind of silly. Isn't it?
Hey, we can do that. We can do that from here, everybody.
Look at
it. Completed its mission. It completed its mission.
Ever heard of a drone?
Yeah.
Come on.
Where is your moon rock? Asteroid rock.
Somewhere in that mess.
I accidentally ate it the other day. Could you imagine? Oh, my stomach don't feel so good.
That's not a pop rock.
And then it's like alien.
Yeah, that's all the doomsday stuff I have. I want to talk about more about that documentary I saw because it was, dude, I was watching it. I was like, what the heck? It was making me so mad. What the heck is going on? But like he kept on showing quotes of like Andrew Jackson, how adamantly he was opposed to a central bank and stuff. And it's so funny just how they put him on. What is he on? The 20?
20, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen one.
Its purpose was to look for frozen water.
One day, Pops.
Look for frozen water?
That was like its main purpose, it looks like.
Mm.
I don't know if it
weird
succeeded. Stuff.
Weird times.
The James Webb's telescope, they caught that like a glimpse of light in an area that they have not discovered before. So they're like, they have no idea where this light's coming from.
I love it when I catch a glimpse of light.
Look at that glimpse of light.
Uh-oh.
What'd you throw?
An empty magic mind.
An empty magic mind. Magicmind.com/ninja, everybody.
Imagine if I
went to ninja 20. Dude, that would have scared me so much. I would have walked. I would have been like, all right, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
What else is happening in the world?
I want to talk about on maybe Patreon the injustice.
I just get so passionate.
Of the PGA Tour.
Oh.
Yeah, we dive into that. I got a fun Airbnb story. Some dude's suing Airbnb and one of their hosts over something kind of crazy.
So, all right.
Yeah. It's pretty great, guys. It's pretty crazy.
Was it filming their toilet?
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
That's happening
kinda,
too sorta. Often.
I want to talk about one thing that I saw in that documentary on the Patreon episode.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Sounds like
I need to look it up a quote.
Good deal.
I need to look it up a quote.
There's a lot of fun stuff happening on Patreon.
There is a lot of fun stuff happening on Patreon, guys. If you go to patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies, you get a bonus episode
where we sit in different seats sometimes.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys knew, but Patreon stands for party.
Does it?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
It's actually Greek for party.
We're partying.
Yeah.
We're going to have a lot more fun on there as we can continue to go. But you get discount codes. You get early access to episodes, behind-the-scenes content on the rig. And we're doing movie nights. We do live Q&As. Mm-hmm. We do it all. So you start off, the lowest level is $5. That's go. Steal.
And all the
I don't care how old you are, steal money from your parents.
The podcast is ad-free, too.
I'm going to show a photo of an alien from an alien abduction.
Whoa. Ooh, wait.
Confirmed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Who abducted
For some reason, I thought of like an alien abducted an alien and took a picture with it. Where my brain went.
Is there a movie where we abduct an alien? Like we go to a planet and we find an alien and we take it back with us?
We're the aliens.
That would be a good movie. That would be such a good movie. Like, we become the aliens.
Cool. All right.
Let's do it. Let's write a movie right now.
All
right. Okay.
Okay.
Here come, Mr. Hollywood.
5 stars and everything, guys. Please
leave a review. If you haven't left a review, go do it right now.
And comment, do you feel the darkness that is overthrowing this world right now? Or is it just me?
Everyone's like, I feel fine, Josh.
Okay.
Okay, cool. That's fine. I like hearing that.
I'm just going to go stare at the sky for a while.
Let's go do it.
All right.
Love you.
All right. Love you guys. Bye.
Yes.
Yes, baby. Oh,
the butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures. Has it empty your mind?
You learn martial arts! Ha! Ninjas are
dead! I opened it so I wouldn't have to look for a knife and stuff.
You're good. Ooh. What voice?
Just
impression.
Indian robot.
Indian bro. Don't do it.
Congrats on hitting 1 million subs on YouTube. I am thankful for coming across you guys on Instagram Reels last year. Haven't missed an episode yet. My buddy and I do remodeling. We'll start the episode at the same time while on our headphones. I don't even know if I made sense there. Great's when we both bust out laughing at the same time. Anyways, wanted to make you guys a little something. I do a lot of wood wood turning at home. Ooh.
Hey, look at turning here, wood. Guys.
It's made of paddock, walnut, and butternut.
He didn't make these.
No stinking way.
Are you sure he did?
7 coats of tung oil and buffed. I know some of the fish. If you are ever up in Minnesota, I'd love to take you out and go crush some smallmouth. Ooh, one of them, some smallies. Tie flies and make lures as well. I sent a few your way. Appreciate you guys. These. Love the podcast. Cool. Jesus Dude, is King.
Wow.
That's sick.
Go follow them at Shudi Shack Customs, S-C-H-U-D-I Shack Customs.
Wow.
And then Shudi Shack sweet, Lures. Dude.
Thanks, Shudi Shack.
Shudi Shack. Dude, we just went fishing this morning. Let's go.
Who did?
Me and Andrew.
I wasn't invited.
Clearly.
You don't like going fishing,
you
Josh.
You wouldn't have gone.
What do you mean I don't like going fishing?
In the morning? No, you don't. No.
What?
Freaking way, dude.
Is that a UFO?
Yes.
With your tats?
Dude. And just... subtle jokes. Oh my goodness. We got the Andy Noon Ghost, the Panda.
Dude.
That's awesome.
Andrew's guitar.
What was his name?
Bigfoot.
Dude. We got it. Okay. So
Shudi Shack.
Adam Shudi, or I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. S C H U D I.
Thanks, Adam.
Dude.
That's sick.
We need to create something.
Like hang it.
Yes, you guys should suspend it from the sky.
Is that his logo?
That's so cool. Dude, yeah. We're going to have to try out some of these flies for redfish or something.
Let me see one of those.
These. Wow.
Spooks.
Yeah, I bet you could toss this thing far, man.
There's just treble hooks all over it.
Dude. And we will catch something off of these. I guarantee it.
We got hot sauce.
Dude, freaking cool.
What was his name?
His name was Seth. Seth. I'll find his full name. But it's
Seth with the Walton cool mustache.
Sauce. Walton sauce.
His sauce is bomb. You should try a little bit of this. It's raspberry Thai chili sauce.
Oh, dang.
He sent it to, he's from Orlando, drove up here, dropped off as a whole pack of hot sauce and some plants and stuff. Super good stuff. So check their stuff out as well. Man, I'm so psyched about these lures.
This is like one of my favorite things we've been gifted. Awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah, this is dope.
This is incredible, dude.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it.
So nice of y'all.
Walton sauce.
Walton sauce.
Go check all them out.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
Wow. That was so nice.